Simply His Coffee Shop. Since this is our Easter program, we thought it would be very wise to bring on some very special guests that have visited the Holy Land and actually wrote a song because of it. Let me introduce them to you. They are a sister duo, Alicia and Whitney. They are worship leaders, songwriters, authors, and speakers who have a passion to connect others to Jesus Christ through equipping them to cultivate a lifestyle of worship. This passion was actually birthed in their early 20s after the passing of their father from cancer. Their relationship with Jesus, worship, and songwriting were the life sources that sustained them during their darkest times and was the catalyst of their healing from the inside out. Through this, they learned what it means to commune with God through a lifestyle of worship and have found true fulfillment in His presence. We're so glad that you guys are here. So we're so glad you guys are here, and I kind of mentioned it in your guys' bio that you guys went through a really dark time with the passing of your father. Was that kind of what started you guys then on your road to ministry?
Yeah, definitely is. You know, you have these plans in life.
Of course.
You grow up, you know, I'm going to do this, I'm going to go there by this age, and like all of these things. But sometimes life just has a way of stopping you in your tracks and just taking you to rock bottom and just questioning, like, where am I supposed to be? What am I doing? What does God really have for me? Because as Christians, we need to be seeking out what it is that God has for us and His plan and purpose for us.
Yes.
So that was the case with Alicia and I. We're doing good things, going to school and getting the degrees that we thought would be, you know, offer great security instead of following after this passion that God had in our heart.
Right.
And we were raised in a musical family. Our mom's an amazing singer. Our dad was a musician. So it's something we grew up doing, but it wasn't the safe route for us, you know, in our minds. So we are going to school for different things, and then all of a sudden our dad gets this cancer diagnosis, and it's within that same week he passes away.
Oh, that's just crazy.
So it happened fast.
Within a week.
Yeah, within a week of him telling us. Yeah, so that literally at 20 and 22 just left us reeling.
Absolutely.
And just like, God, you know, what are we supposed to do from here? What does life look like from here? Our dad was a pastor and just a great father and, you know, such a great part of our lives. So we really were at our rock bottom. And so what we knew to turn to was what God had put inside of us. And that was that gift of music and that passion. So literally with no agenda, no plan, we just started songwriting. And I picked up the guitar and started learning how to play. And we were living together at the time with our granny. And a lot of late night sessions of just us pouring out our heart on paper and with the guitar and writing melodies and things like that just to really cope with the loss,
right?
With that grief that we were experiencing. And through that, we actually wrote enough songs for an album.
Okay.
Even though that wasn't that wasn't what was on our radar. Do you want to take it?
Yeah. We love the verse in Isaiah where it says that God will give you beauty for your ashes and songs of joy in place of mourning. And we were living that out, literally living it out. And in a new way, we were experiencing what faith was to us, who Jesus was to us.
Right.
When we didn't have, you know, our father who was a pastor, you know, or we didn't have anything else to really lean on.
Mm-hmm.
We were finding out what our faith was when the rubber hit the road.
Yes.
And we found that worship was such, it was just a part of who we were. It was part of our DNA and how much healing that brought. And so that's really in that broken place underneath the shadow of His wing really is what we felt like, just being comforted. That's where our ministry was birthed, which really was wanting to help other people have that connection point with God that, you know, may not necessarily be musically gifted or songwriters or whatever it is, but music speaks and transcends cultures and age groups and all of these things. And because it was so healing for us, we wanted to
share that with others
and help them have those encounters with Him as well.
Yeah, well, that's a lot like what you do with your guys' ministry and the Pony Ranch and things like that. When God brings you out of something, it's so that you can help bring others out of that same thing. Like, He never heals us just for us, or He never brings us out just for us, but it's so that we can go and meet that person who's in that situation and say, hey, this is what helped me. This is how God brought me through, and I want to help you do the same.
Yeah. Yeah, and through those songs, we wrote during that grieving time our album Core, because we felt like God was calling us back to the core of who he created us to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that was worshipers, and that was communing with him. And so that was really, the Lord opened up the door for us to record that in Nashville, had it funded through various people of in church and just followers of him. And we really just went from this, oh, okay. Cause we didn't ask for it. We were doing what was natural and innate to us at that time. And the Lord turned it into an album and a ministry in the process.
So did you guys start traveling immediately, or did that just happen slowly, or how did you guys start actually ministering then and going and leading worship places?
Yeah, I was 22 when my dad passed away, but when I was 20, I first went to Honduras on a missions trip,
okay,
short term, went back several times, four times after that, working at an orphanage there. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that part had already been awakened in me a little bit, and Whitney went with me after my first trip, and I was like, you gotta go, you know? And, but yeah, as far as ministering through the songs that we had written and the message that we had and stuff, the Lord just began opening doors for us. Because we weren't really searching it out in the first place, we just said, Lord, this is yours. We don't want to knock down any doors. We don't want to force our way into anything. Like, we only want the doors that you would want us to go through. Mm-hmm. There's a saying that says, we don't want good doors. We want the God doors. And that's really been our heart. And so through relationships, like with you guys, you know, we were asked to sing at a small church in Crane.
Yes.
And that door opened up and we felt led to go. And through that, we met you guys and the Skywatch family. And we've just noticed that it's those little acts of obedience and following his presence. And sometimes that means turning down the bigger opportunities, you know, because it just doesn't fit where you feel like he's leading you. But those little acts of obedience have really what opened up more doors for travel for us and what we do now.
Yeah, and I know when we met you that day, we all felt the Spirit of God was heavier that day. Mm-hmm. It really was.
There was an amazing anointing that day. There were two things that stood out to me personally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we've heard a lot of singers coming and going in different places. But when you guys came, first of all, like Catherine, this is going to be difficult to fight back tears. I've already fought them back. But it's the clean. And I can't know any other word. It just feels so clean and so pure. There isn't any, you know,
it
distractions.
Was Holy Spirited. It was a Holy
so
Spirit.
So anointed.
Heaviness on it.
But when I say clean, is that there wasn't any distractions where, you know, you're hearing the music and now you're thinking about this thing over here. You were just right there.
You were drawn in.
And the other thing is that I had never seen this done before was whenever you guys presented your music, you had this...
The words.
And I'm telling you what, that was so meaningful to me because I was with you.
Mm-hmm.
And that may have been why it was cleaner. And I told Debbie this years ago that one of the things that I noticed about your music is that it's undistracted and very clean and very genuine and very real. Mm-hmm. And I don't say that about just anybody, just
thank
saying.
Yeah,
I'm very picky about spiritual music.
Well, and then my girls, they loved your music and we'd play it all the time. They were huge fans and Nita's.
Yeah.
We have video, I think, of Nita and Whitney playing guitars and singing together some of their songs. So we've listened to the albums, and you have Core was the first one, which I think my girls probably have memorized. And then the second one was A Heart of Worship, correct?
A Portrait of Worship.
Okay, so how did that one come out?
Yeah, so we just kept following after God, you know, as he just kept opening doors and just songs kept coming from us. So we were in a prayer time. We have like a Wednesday night group that'll meet and pray and worship together with no agenda, just to, you know, be there at God's feet. So we were just worshiping, and as we were worshiping, Alicia had this vision of like these color bombs going off, and she was just kind of describing what she was seeing, but she's like, I feel like the Lord's showing me that this is what he sees when we worship. And it's just this beautiful, like, colors going off. And as we were writing songs for this next album, it was just all about worship. Like, what is worship? At first, yes, it was going back to the core of who God created us to be. Right. But it's in once we're in that rightful place, like, what does worship then look like? Like, yes, it's not about me. It's about him. And so from that, we wrote the songs on our album, Portrait of Worship.
Yeah, and just the theme of that is, let my worship paint you a beautiful picture. And that was our heart cry behind that album. And we so appreciate what you said about that day in Crane and our worship, because our heart is, we don't want to be entertainment. We want to help people enter in. Mm-hmm. And so if you can experience the presence of God, and we got to be a part of that, and we got to, you know, use our giftings and go towards that common goal, which is him and edifying him, then that's like our heart cry. And so what if we all lived our life as like the things that we do, the families we raise, the relationships we have, let my life, let my worship, let, yes, my work, whatever I do day to day, paint you a beautiful picture, God, and may that be in worship to you, because it's not just limited to music. It's not just the,
yes,
45-minute set at your church. Mm-hmm. It's that daily act of submitting,
right,
Lord, this is what you've entrusted me to steward in my life, and I give it back to you, you know.
So I know that you guys do travel around now. You guys go to a lot of conferences. What do you do at the conferences? Do you just mostly lead worship, or do you also speak?
We lead worship. We share our original music as well. Mm-hmm. We do speak. It kind of just depends on the conference host and what they want
meeting
us to do, you know. We wear a lot of different hats sometimes, yeah, you know, and we've both authored books, and we also host a podcast called Coming Up Higher. And so through that, through the writing and the podcast, that the speaking comes forth in a lot, yeah, of ways. So, yeah.
So it's kind of come full circle, huh?
Yeah.
And I know you just recently finished a new book.
Yeah. And it's called Reset, Recalibrate, Restore. And it's my journey from broken to breakthrough and the lessons I learned along the way. And a lot of it, you know, starts at the rock bottom of when we lost our dad. But then, mm-hmm, it's just the journey the Lord took me on, and just the life lessons I learned to heal, to grow, to step out in ministry, to become who he created us to be, you know. And so that's what that book is about. And Whitney wrote a book called Beauty for My Ashes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically just from, you know, healing from the grief of losing a loved one. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's just overwhelming to think, where do I go from here? So I wanted to write a book just kind of my experiences of, this is what, right, helps me, and maybe this is what can help you.
Okay, so where can people go to learn more?
We always say the best place to go is our website.
Yes.
And that's aliciaandwhitney.com. And you'll find everything there, from like physical copies of CDs. You know, people are still have CD players.
Yes.
Not many people do in their cars even now. Yeah, keep it.
Good to you.
It's valuable.
I have a little CD player where I actually like put a CD in and push a button and,
yeah,
it spins.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
you remember those?
Yeah. I mean, we grew up on those, so we remember them. But we also have like digital downloads. You can order our books through there. Our podcast is on there as well. So,
and you also have a Facebook page, right?
Yeah, we're on Facebook and Instagram, YouTube. So just look up Alicia and Whitney. Is typically our handle on those. So.
I understand that Alicia is expecting a new.
Yeah.
Is that okay to talk about?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's, yep. I'm due in August. So
your first one?
Yep. First.
You
so it's exciting. Exciting times. Learning a lot, too, already.
Just how does that make you feel being an aunt?
I am super excited. Our brother has three boys. So, aww, I'm like, I get a girl.
Yay.
Right? Yeah.
So I'm really happy about that.
Yeah. And you had told me a little bit about the name earlier.
Yeah. Her name's going to be Eliana Joy.
Don't you just love that?
That's pretty.
So cute.
Granny, she's in the audience. She's Joyce. And so she's named after, her middle name will be after Granny Joyce. So.
Oh, that's so cool.
And then is Eliana, is that a family name or just a name you thought was pretty?
No, I actually had a dream. It's a crazy story. I always thought I would have a boy first. And I mean, I guess until they come out, you never know. But I had a dream about 3 years ago, and I gave birth to a girl. And I said, I know, I'll name her Eliana. And I had no idea really of what that name meant or anything. And I remembered the dream the next day and looked it up, and it means my God has answered.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yeah. And I just thought that was such a beautiful name and a beautiful meaning. And the Lord even used it in my life at that time about things he was answering in life and ministry. And so I took it at that time years ago, because I wasn't going to have kids at the time, or I wasn't ready to start a family. But then when I found out this was a girl, I was like, well, that had more meaning than I realized.
Double meaning.
Eliana, it is. I don't have much of a choice. So. And I love it. So
it's great.
Are you going to shorten it to Ellie? Ellie,
it will be, because that's just human nature. I'm Alicia, but it's always like, hey, Leash, so, or hey, Wit. So, yeah.
Too, that with all of my kids, like Thomas has never had a full nickname. He's usually just Thomas. We do call him Tommy Boy sometimes, but it's usually Tommy Boy. But each kid comes up with their own nickname almost once they're born, and you kind of get to know them, and then it morphs. And it's just crazy how that seems to work. So where all have you guys traveled? I know you mentioned you went to Honduras, and I know I mentioned earlier that you guys took a trip to Israel. So tell us a little bit about some of the places that you guys have gone and ministered.
Yeah, we've been, like you said, to Honduras several times to work at an orphanage there. We also went to Tanzania for about 17 days and got to speak at some women's conferences and also go to some orphanages and schools and things like that and minister. And then we've been to Israel, but as in the United States as well. So anywhere from like California to South Carolina, like, and everywhere in between we've been. So it's just been an amazing journey. That's actually one of my best friends was just telling me, like, you've gotten to do some pretty incredible things, especially for your age. And I was like, I know, like, that's what God will do.
Literally,
we're so scared to go with his plan. But when we do, it's like, man, I couldn't have even dreamt this for myself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I just can't make it up. And so, but Israel was an amazing experience, just getting to go back and see where Jesus walked and see, you know, where they believe that he taught and did these miracles and things like that. And each place is really neat because it just gives you, like, I feel like each place left a deposit in us, if that makes sense, because God just has such unique expressions at these different places. And so it was really cool to go back to where he walked and just to see that expression displayed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you guys ended up writing a song while you were there or shortly after you came
back?
Yeah,
it was actually in the hotel room the first night that we had landed in Tel Aviv. And there's like a 9-hour difference or something. And so I was wide awake. It was like 2 a.m. And so I was just really excited. Lord, take me to all of these places that, you know, where you grew up. And just to breathe that air, you know, and began writing about that. But at the end of the song, I was reminded of a conversation I had with a lady who does missions work in Israel and works at hospitals and things and has done so for 40 years. And she said, you know, I've seen all of the places, you know, walked in his footsteps and things, but what truly is amazing is that he's alive in our hearts today, moving, working, and we get to be his hands and feet, and we get to experience his Holy Spirit. And that's the most amazing thing to me, is what she said. And so I ended the song with, take me to where my Jesus is now. And that's the call to all of us, you know, to let us be your hands and feet. Let us do what we were carved out to do in our little portion of the earth. And so, Take Me There was written in the Holy Land.
So is that the name of the song?
Yep, Take Me There.
It's called Take Me There. And we do have a surprise for you guys. You guys will actually get to hear the song at the very end of the show. So be excited. Which we're actually almost out of time and almost to that point, but we're not quite there yet. So that song came out of your time in Israel. What were there any other significant things that happened while you guys were there? Or
That's actually where, so she talked about our podcast coming up higher. That's actually where that whole idea came from.
Okay.
Because as we were looking at the Sea of Galilee and just walking around, and a lot of times we were like the younger ones on the tour. So we were the wanderers. They'd be like over there at the church and we're like, what's going on over here? And so that's what was happening at the Sea of Galilee. But the tour guide was, because there's like mountains around. And he said, you know, often when the Bible talks about Jesus retreating off by himself to pray and commune with the Father, like that was on one of these mountains. And he's going on talking and we're just like zoned out, you know, just like looking around. And just the physical representation of Jesus coming up higher. Like when he was with the masses and he was dealing with all of the stuff, like there was all the distraction, but then he took the time to step away and go up higher, even spiritually, but also physically with the Lord, just to separate himself, hear what God had to say, see what God's perspective was in that situation, and then come down and minister with the people again. And that just really marked us. And even in Revelation, when it talks about come up here and I'll give you direction for the future, if Jesus had to get away and commune with the Father and hear what he had to say, like how much more do we as his daughters
get
to step away, see things, get out of the chaos and commotion and dysfunction and see things from God's perspective. So that's like another remarkable moment from our trip to Israel.
That's wonderful. And I think that that really is key. And I know we've mentioned it on the show before too, is that you do have to take that time away to be quiet.
Yes.
Even if it's not a long time, just taking that time to say, okay, Lord, what do you have for me today? What can I do? How can I help somebody in need? You know, and that's just so important. And with being working full time and having kids, it's like, okay, when, and I've talked about it a lot, it's my two places is the shower and the car. Those are my two quiet places, you know, and I always say that, but it's true. It really is true. It's when I can just shut everything out, because there isn't going to be a lot of distractions, you know, while I'm driving. So I can kind of take that time to focus and kind of commune with God. And we need to do that more. And we are towards the end of our show. And I really want you guys to hear this song. It is an anointed song. And you are going to be so blessed by hearing Alicia and Whitney's song, Take Me There. So listen to this.
Take me to where my Jesus was born, where Mary held his tiny hand on the cold manger floor, where the Savior of the world was just a tiny baby boy. Take me to where my Jesus was born. Take me to where my Jesus grew, where Joseph taught him to work with wood, where he ran and played too, where an adolescent boy began to make the world. Jesus, oh, oh, take me there where it all began, where my Savior grew and loved, and where he lived. I long to follow in his footsteps, breathing that same Jesus loved, where he healed the sick and mended hearts with his power from above, where he died for all mankind on that cross where he hung. Oh, take me to where my Jesus loved. Oh, oh, take me there where it all began, where my Savior lived and died and rose again. I long to follow in his footsteps, breathing that same sweet air. is now. In the eyes of a homeless stranger in my very own hometown. Don't let me get lost in where you've been, that I miss you all around. Oh, I gotta be where my Jesus is now. Oh, oh, take me there, where it all begins, where my Savior is alive and well. The heart of a man, I long to follow in his footsteps, display his glory everywhere. Oh, take me there. Let's go there.
To check their website out and get some of their music. We'll see you next time at the Simply Is Coffee Shop. So, Allie, winter is finally coming to an end. I'm so excited. This winter has been just so crazy with all the sickness, and the weather has been super crazy.
Yeah, so excited. I'm so glad to see spring come. Can't wait to get my garden going. I love that the landscape is turning green.
Yes.
I'm just so excited that it's spring. When you're through Christmas, I just always want to
fast forward. Because the bad weather usually happens right after that. So yeah, it's a little bit more crazy. But we have an incredible package for you guys today. Our shirts, we're launching a brand new shirt, and oh my goodness, I am in love with these shirts. No joke. I would be wearing one right now, but they're still on the press, so I don't have my prototype yet. But when I do, I don't think I'll take it off all spring. It is a white Bella Canvas t-shirt, and it's going to have a teal foil Simply His logo on it, and I am so excited. They are just going to be so beautiful.
They are beautiful.
And you're also going to be offering a brand new tea. It is the Mango Tango Tea.
It's delicious. It's light and fruity.
It is.
It's great for spring. You can drink it hot or cold, sweetened or unsweetened. It's just a great tea.
It truly is. You'll enjoy that one, honestly, all year round. And we're also going to be featuring Allie's green mug.
Yay, my green mug.
Yes. We'll also be featuring Sunrise at the Ranch coffee, which is a breakfast blend for our spring package that we're hoping that you'll enjoy. And it's just in time for Mother's Day.
Yes. And the Sunrise on the Ranch is a play on words. S-O-N.
Yep.
Rise on the Ranch. And it is a great Mother's Day present.
It is. It will make a great gift for all the mothers in your life, or get it for yourself and tell your husband, hey, I already bought myself my Mother's Day gift. So, you know, you can do that too.
Yeah. And don't forget that our coffees and teas are organically grown.
Yes. It will retail for $49 plus shipping and handling. That's a great deal with everything that's coming in this offer. So you need to head over to Skywatch TV and get your order placed. Buy yours today.